Eddie Trunk. Think of him as Wikipedia for rock music, except accurate.
Yeah, he's awesome.
Trunk Nation with Eddie Trunk.
Sirius XM's volume.
Well, we appreciate April being so patient. Thank you, April.
No problem.
We welcome now to Trunk Nation in our remaining minutes, April Samuels. She has an organization called Breast Cancer Can Stick It. April was diagnosed, you were diagnosed with breast cancer,
right,
according to your card here. And that is, of course, what inspired this. If you can, in the few minutes that we have, give everybody your story and tell them a little bit about what you are, what you're doing with Drumathon and all these great charity events that you have going.
Awesome. Well, thanks for having me. Yeah, I was diagnosed with breast cancer in October of 2010. And a few days before that, I just remember thinking to myself, if I do have breast cancer, I want to be the biggest advocate that I can possibly be.
Now, real quick, before you go any further, if you don't mind me asking, you said 2010, 8 years ago.
Right.
How old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was 41.
What?
Yeah.
What? You look super young. I wouldn't think you're 41 now.
Should I lie? I could lie.
My gosh, that's
thank
crazy.
You
look, you don't, honestly, I wouldn't think you were like 30 right now, but that's
crazy. It's the
crazy
music, man. It's the rock and roll.
I do believe
you
rock and roll keeps
Seriously,
you young. I really do.
I think so too.
That's crazy. Okay, so go ahead.
Yeah, so I was, when I was 5 years old, I got a pair of drumsticks, right? And like my whole life, I was thinking, you know, what am I going to do? And I could never chase down that elusive record contract, right? And so when this happened, I was like, this is what this is all about. I need to bring together my drumming and my fight against breast cancer and make a difference. And so I just kind of ran with that. And we've had events for the last several years. We became an official nonprofit in 2013. We hold this event called Drumathon. You can go to drumathon.org and check that out. We have amazing celebrity artists that back us up. Carmine Appice, Vinny Appice, Matt Starr, Sandy Gennaro. There's just a bunch of them out there that have been helping us. We've been really blessed with that. So it's
now
pretty
what
exciting.
Happens at Drumathon? These guys come and play, and it's a charity event to fund your.
Right. Yeah, exactly. And just so you know, what we fund is mammograms, financial assistance for treatment for breast cancer, and then we also have research and trials that we donate to. So that's where all the money goes to. And so this is kind of like our walk, right? So drummers sign up online, and they fundraise online for the months in advance of Drumathon, and then the top 35 drummers get to actually play a solo at the event. And it's really cool because several thousands of people come out there. We have celebrity drummers, families, and friends out there, and it's a really really cool event.
And so, Drumathon, the next one is going to happen September 30th, right?
September 30th, yeah. And we're looking for sponsors, partners for that right now. Drummers to sign up to. Registration will open May 15th. But yeah, it's going to be at Clyde Warren Park in downtown Dallas on September 30th, Drumathon, yeah.
And the next event, I was told you're doing something with Last in Line, which is Vivian Campbell,
yes,
and Vinny Appice and the guys. That's April 15th here in Dallas at the Rail. So what happens there? How does that benefit your organization?
Well, this was actually the brainchild of Buddy Blaze, who's Buddy Blaze Guitars. I don't know if you're familiar with him, but he actually is the person who makes several of Vivian Campbell's guitars. And so he wanted to get a lot of the guitarists that he has together to do this event. So they're going to be having the Breast Cancer Can Stick It Band, which we have a band. Then we're going to have Blackout, Rockaholics, and The Last in Line. So it's just going to be a big show. We're going to have our booth there with all of our official merchandise. Percentage of the actual ticket price is going to go towards Breast Cancer Can Stick It, but we'll also have auctions and, you know, donations acceptable there too.
And you've got some really, you just gave me some really cool pink drumsticks,
yes,
here. So are these things that you sell for the cause,
yeah,
as well?
We actually have an online store at breastcancercanstickit.org, and you can buy drumsticks. We've got t-shirts and hats and everything, and all the proceeds from those sales go towards the cause.
And how long have you been playing drums? You said since you were five?
I got drumsticks when I was 5 years old, yeah.
And you play currently, you play in metal school, right?
No, actually, I've got three bands. It's Metal Shop.
Metal Shop.
Right? And I play about 120 shows a year with them across Texas and Louisiana. And then I'm also in a band called 49th Vibration. We're going to be releasing a CD here this summer. And then I'm also in the Breast Cancer Can Stick It Band, which sole purpose is to help raise funds for Breast Cancer Can Stick It and our cause. So,
wow, that's amazing stuff that you're doing, bringing your love of rock and obviously with what you went through. And you personally, you're healthy, you're good, you
yeah,
beat this?
Yeah, I did. I had a double mastectomy. I actually didn't have a reconstruction, so I wear prosthetics because I had a really aggressive form of breast cancer called triple negative. And so I did that. And then I had 4 months of chemo and I've been clear ever since. So I'll be 8 years cancer free in October, November this year.
That's great. Yeah, congratulations.
Yeah. Thank you so much, man.
And you had all here and you're from here in the Dallas area.
Yep.
So everything that you went through was here and doctors and everything you had to endure. You know, the fascinating thing about this, too, that I want to mention is that there's a lot of people when they talk about breast cancer, an immediate thought is women.
Right.
But I know personally two men who had breast cancer. Ironically, they're both drummers.
I know about Peter Criss, who's the other one.
Peter Criss. And the other is Guy Gelso, the drummer from Zebra.
I had no idea of that.
Yeah.
Wow.
Guy, the drummer in Zebra, had battled male breast cancer. And Peter Criss has been done a lot of work in terms of getting the word out about that, because although it is way more prominent in women, which we know, it can impact men as well.
Yep.
So, and it's kind of, that just connection just kind of hit me is here you are a drummer and doing all this drummer stuff. And strangely enough, the two people that I know had male breast cancer, both were drummers in rock bands, Peter Criss and Guy from Zebra. So, and thankfully they're both, you know, beat it as well and doing well. But it's important, I would think, to get checked for everybody.
Oh, yeah, man. And those annual mammograms are so important. You know, I was being screened for 7 years prior because I had fibrocystic breasts. And so I was going every 6 months and they found it in one of those regular routine checkups. So it's so important to do that because the kind I had was so aggressive. And if they had not found it early like they did, then it could have been really bad for me.
Yeah, absolutely. April Samuels, again, this is a great cause. Breastcancercanstickit.org is the website to go to and learn more. Some of the great drummers that she's worked with, like you said, Carmine Appice, Vinny Appice, they got to settle on how to say their last name.
I know, it's so funny.
They're both friends of mine, and I tell them that all the time. Would you just give us one? You know, they have a third brother that pronounces it Appice.
Yeah, they mentioned that. They were at our first ever drumathon, and they had a whole shtick about that. It was pretty hilarious. Those guys are fun.
They are. They're great guys, and they, you know, but it's just nuts. And you got a cool little vehicle here that you're driving around with as well.
Yeah, thanks, man.
And there's a photo there with you and Vinny and some of the other drummers that you've had involved in this. So, all right. So everybody check this out and help out if you can. Again, go to breastcancercanstickit.org. And the next big event will be September 30th. And that's here in the Dallas area, right?
Yeah, it's actually in Fort Worth at the Rail. April 15th is at the Rail. September 30th is downtown Dallas at Clyde Warren Park.
Okay, so that's
drum-a-thon.
A big outdoor deal.
Yeah.
And
that's
the one you do one time a year.
Yep. Exactly.
All right, cool.
Big drumathon. And actually, you know what? Last year, the first year we raised $13,000. The second year we raised $26,000. Third year, $35,000. So it's growing really fast. It's super cool.
Do you have any drummers lined up for that yet? Or are you still far out?
We haven't released them yet. There's two people that I can mention is Anthony Tiny Biuso. He's the drummer for the Bullet Boys. Mm-hmm. He's going to be our MC this year. He was our MC last year. He's awesome. And then also Chip Ritter, who like twirls his drumsticks and juggles them and everything while he's playing, like actually juggles three drumsticks and plays. Amazing dude. You should check him out, man.
Who's your favorite drummer?
Who's my favorite drummer?
Yeah.
Well, you know, John Bonham is a way up there. But actually, my favorite drummer of all time is a guy named Sean Phillips out of Austin, Texas. He used to be in a band called Sister Seven. And he's just an amazing, amazing drummer. Real tasty drummer.
Do you like visual drummers, though? You talk about drummers.
Yeah, like Zoltan,
for example.
Yeah, I
was just going to ask you. You got to know Zoltan.
Yeah.
Zoltan Cheney is the guy if you're into visual drummers.
Yeah, I haven't figured out that whole take your throne and hit a cymbal thing yet. Like, that seems kind of dangerous to me, you know?
I usually wear, like, goggles when I'm standing behind Zoltan. Is stuff coming? He wants to... I get up and hit the drums with him half the time. People don't even know I'm up there because he moves so much. He's a blur.
Yeah, and he's so big, or not big, but just long and lanky. You know,
right.
He's like this big spider, just, you know.
Climbing his monitors and jumping off and hitting drums with his feet and everything like that. He's unbelievable to watch. Well, thank you so much. It's great to meet you, April.
Yeah, you too.
And again, everybody check out April's great cause, breastcancercanstickit.org. We pump that out on our social media for everybody to check out as well. This has been a fun show. Thank you guys for your calls. Thanks to Brian Meter, everybody here at the Guitar Sanctuary for having me. I'm back here again tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, live with King Diamond sitting in with me. I know you guys are going to get into that, so we'll have some fun tomorrow with King. And we got a bunch of great stuff still to come from Dallas. Have a good night, everybody. And I will talk to you again live tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, here on Volume.
The Final Four is on.